Howdy, partners. You're listening to Conversations with Jacob, hosted by my good friend, Jacob Waller. Make sure to check out the podcast where podcasts are available and check out the video version on YouTube. You can follow us on social media. Facebook is Conversations with Jacob. Twitter is at CWJ Podcast. And you can visit our website, conversationswithjacobpodcast.weebly.com. Hey, you got a show idea? Maybe a guest suggestion? Email us at conversationswithjacob@gmail.com. Now, here's your host, Jacob Waller.
And what's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Conversations with Jacob. I thank you, Jake Thornhill, and for that intro. And hopefully, we can get Jake back on the podcast for another interview in 2024. But today is another episode, episode number 45, I believe. I think it's 45. We're talking about angels and all that fun stuff, which I'm looking forward to, honestly. I was having the intro. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, you know, and so forth. Podcasting platforms is Amazon. And we're on Audible. Just 20 different sites. And the email, which you heard in the intro, Conversations with Jacob website. Conversation with Jacob podcast.weebly.com. You can check out upcoming shows, past guests. Also, I want to give a shout out to another podcast. It's Two Chairs No Waiting. It's an Andy Griffin fan podcast hosted by Adam Newsom. Check it out. I check it out every Monday when it's on. You can check it out with Two Chairs No Waiting.com. Also on YouTube as well. Joining me today is Joan of Angels. So, Joan, and welcome to the podcast.
I'm excited to be here and be in conversation with Jacob.
Absolutely. Now, for people who don't know who you are, can you give us a little background?
Oh, sure. So, I should read my own bio, I think. No, I am a chiropractor turned intuitive, medical intuitive, soul essence intuitive, one who helps people awaken to who they are and turns on your light. So one of my jobs is to help activate people and turn on your light. So I act as an intuitive, a spiritual advisor and counselor. I am a teacher. I teach workshops. I am a speaker. And I'm also a sacred artist. And I do cosmic art activations and light activations that help people shift into a whole new energy, a whole new frequency.
Now, for someone who don't know what a spiritual advisor is, can you tell us what that is?
Well, each of us is on a journey, Jacob, and it's really a spiritual journey. We come in this lifetime to really learn who we are and to ascend in a certain way into a better quality of life, into better humans, kinder, better. So we're all on a journey. Some of us are more aware of it and we facilitate it. So make more opportunities for us to walk on a path of kindness or love or gratitude. So we can call that a spiritual awakening also. It's how we learn to treat ourselves and others and turn our focus to feeling aligned with our purpose and our destiny.
Do you think that we get angels that kind of follows us around?
Like little spies, they watch everything you do. Yes, and we have angels that have been with us from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime, and they know what our soul agreements are. They know why we're here on the planet. So in a way, they're always here with us and giving us little nudges if we get off track.
Do you think that these angels could be like our loved ones?
Some of our loved ones can be our angels. Yes, our departed loved ones can act as our angels. And I call them our spirit family. So departed loved ones usually act or can act as part of your spiritual family on the other side that does watch out for you and give advice to you. Yes.
Now, Now, correct me if I'm wrong, which I might have read this somewhere else, but you painted 33 angels, correct?
I did because, not because I wanted to, but because they gave me a message when I was begging for a miracle. I don't know if anyone out there has ever begged for a miracle, but when I was begging for a miracle, I was expecting, you know, a check, a new job or something, you know, something concrete. And I heard voices that said, paint 33 angels in 30 days. And I said, you got to be crazy. You got to be kidding. That's what? That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a true miracle. Well, in the end, and that's the lesson, in the end, you know, if you follow the voice of your guides, of your angels, of the calling, you will be guided in the right direction. It works much better than your logical mind. My logical mind went, oh, I can't paint angels. I can't do eyes. 33 canvases. They're going to smell because it was oil. You know, I had a lot of reasons not to. But when you say yes, that's when the miracles happen.
Now, you say that if we listen to the voices of our angels, and how do we know what the voice sounds like?
It depends on how we hear. So all of us have different intuitive gifts. I am a clairsentient and clairaudient. So occasionally I'll actually hear my name or I'll actually hear a voice. I love that when it happens, really clear voice. But the other times it's a prompting. It's like a knowingness. There's something that hits me. It comes during when I do readings for people or it'll happen for me. So when I was younger, in my 20s, I was in California at a seminar and I said, well, what should I do with my life? And I heard a voice that said, go to chiropractic school. And so I did. So I've been getting guidance my entire life. It's about listening. We all get guidance, Jacob, but we're distracted. We're busy.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Or, you know, you say that you turn around and you say to your friend, oh, I don't know. I had this sudden urge to become a chiropractor and they look at you like you're crazy. That happens when we're in this human form.
Now, do you believe that angels and ETs are the same thing or do you think they're two different things?
Did you say angels and entities?
Yeah.
Or angels and ETs?
That's an angels and ETs.
Angels and ETs. So I've been breaking this down. And a couple of years ago, I was on George Norrie on an episode called Angels and ETs. And we dealt with the same subject. So at that time, I said they're on the same dimensional realms, but they're different beings. Now, I am not so sure because I've connected with 15th dimensional beings and you might call them extraterrestrials or maybe they're intraterrestrials, interdimensional. So we have them on all levels and not all angels have wings. Metatron doesn't have wings. I've seen him. He has no wings. He's like a few hundred feet tall, no wings. But we have evidence of the Anunnaki gods and all the Sumerian tablets where we see beings with wings. And we know that those were the ETs. So we have ETs with wings, but then we have messengers with wings. Angels are the direct messengers from source, so they come from different places.
So do angels look like what we read in the Bible, or are there something, you know, kind of different looking?
Well, the angels I paint don't look anything like the ones you see in the Bible, all right? I don't know where they get their information, but my sources showed me the most outrageous. So I don't have any of that art up, my original art, but they come in all sizes, shapes, and forms. They come in the form of your loved ones so you feel safe, or some of the ones that I connected to had these beautiful antennas that connected them to their guides. But they come to me because they want humanity to see them. They want humanity to feel safe with them and connect. And the other reason they come to me is that we infuse the art with high vibrations, with energy of love, compassion, healing. And the art actually can change people's energy And I do that testing. As a chiropractor, I do muscle testing. So on the stage, I'll test people and I'll test them for their vitality. And if they're low and they test weak, then they hold a painting and suddenly they're strong again.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah. So that's kind of how I do it, to show you that it really does work for you.
All right. Now, do some people kind of doubt that there's angels out there?
Of course. There's people who doubt angels. They doubt that people can talk to you from the other side. They doubt the presence of your guides. They doubt, you know, reincarnation. They doubt a lot of things. They doubt extraterrestrials. They're just doubters. So there are many. But the truth is about 79%. At least of Americans believe or have some kind of belief that angels exist.
Now, how can we communicate with our guides? And, you know, what do we say to get their attention?
Great question. And I say that because I was on Coast to Coast last week. I don't know if you know the show with George.
Oh, yeah.
It was Christmas Day, and George told a very powerful story that was really compelling. He was a kid. He was probably 7 or 8 years old. He lived on the side. He was on the second floor, and everyone was asleep. He was asleep, and some man comes in his room and wakes him up and tells him there's a fire and to wake up the rest of his family, which he does, and he gets his family to safety, and they turn around to thank the gentleman, and there was no one there. Absolutely no one there. And he said, Joan, do you think that's an angel? I think that's an angel. George did not call for help. He was asleep. You know, he didn't know he needed help. So angels will show up when we're in dire circumstances and we need them. They show up faster if we ask for help. The first thing that happened for me after I painted 33 angels, Jacob, is that we hung them up in the loft. So it became an angel loft. And a book falls off the bookshelf and opens to a page. What does the page say? It says, your call for angelic assistance has been heard. You can't make this up. You cannot make this up. And then I said, well, what should I do with all this art? Because, you know, there's a lot of art. And the next thing they said to me was that to be one of the chosen ones, you must choose. And they were asking me to choose now to say yes to this. And they asked all of us to choose. And you asked, how do you listen? Well, the first thing is you have to choose to hear. I'm choosing to seek out help with my guides. I'm choosing to follow the path of the divine or follow the messages that I hear. Because if they're giving you messages and you ignore them, at some point, they stop giving you those messages.
Do you think people kind of takes advantage of that, of asking their guides for stuff?
They can, but I want to go back to the other question for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's other ways we hear our guides. Like you could have a thought in your mind or a question. I don't know, what should I do today? And it's you hear a song. It's a beautiful day for a daydream. Okay. It's like the most perfect answer to your question. I don't know. That was so random that came. But you hear it on the radio. You can hear it in the form of music. That's almost as if it was directed at you. It's like, oh, God, that's exactly what I was wondering about. And triple digit numbers on your cell phone or in your car, suddenly it's 111-333-555. Those are also signs that they're answering your questions, that they're with you. And for me, a coin on the ground always represents that my father's around.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, he picked up a coin from the ground and he handed it to me and said, this is very special. Make a wish on it and you'll have miracles. So whenever I see it, I think, oh, Dad's here. Dad's here. So there are ways your guides communicate. Now, can we defer everything to, my angels are going to do it. I don't have to. It doesn't work that way. Part of, you know, we can ask for miracles. We need to be able to recognize them, and we need to be proactive on our own behalf. We either have to reach out or cross the street or do something often to really activate and initiate that.
Yeah, so so people can take advantage of it. Could that lead to some, well, you know, I don't want to say to something bad, but can that kind of I don't know where I was going with that, but do people take advantage of stuff like that?
Well, yeah, they can, because then they think that they don't have to do anything. It's like, all I have to do is get on my hands and knees, pray for a miracle, pray for my angels, and now I'm going to go back to the bar.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
It doesn't quite work that way. You know, there's also who you are, what you're asking for, and if you're asking for complete transformation, you can get that. It's in the sincerity of your heart. You know, they can read your heart.
Now you've painted, now you do painting, and they've kind of activated miracles.
Yes. So I can explain to you a little bit more about that.
All right, go ahead.
Because it really is. Listen, Jacob, all of this was a surprise for me. Just so you know, I had been told in my own visions that I had a destiny of speaking, public speaking and teaching and waking people up. I got that. And I was gung-ho on that. When they added the art component, that was a real shock to me because I'm not really an artist. And so, or I wasn't calling myself or claiming to be an artist, didn't know art was the way to my spiritual awakening. But when I paint, I usually paint because I'm being told to paint or create art. I do a lot of digital art now, but I hear a prompting, a calling, like I gotta go do this. Can't do anything else. And so I stop everything and I start going into almost a trance-like state, and I'll put on sacred music, chanting, and I'll just start meditating on what they're sharing with me. And then if I'm working on art digitally or with a paintbrush, doesn't matter. It's almost like I'm closing my eyes and this feeling comes through me. And I tell people it's almost orgasmic. And maybe it's a kundalini and I don't know. It just comes through me and I'm just on fire. I can close my eyes. I could turn the canvas upside down. I do better when I'm just in a zone. It is that zone. And that's how they communicate with me. All of that gets put into the art. And some of the art, the ones I do by hand are glittered up and they're juicy. They've got gold dust on them and other energies. And so I'm going to be doing more activating the art again with other sacred substances and gold over the next few weeks. But that's what I do with the art. It gets sacred. It gets in tuned. And then when people take them home, I have a set up an appointment and we activate it specifically for what you need the art to do. So I'll get on Zoom with you and go, well, what miracles do you want this painting to do? This is a working piece of art. What do you want? And we actually infuse the art, infuse you with the vibrations necessary for the transformation.
So when you paint, and what you feel is what you put on the canvas.
Yes, or what I end up creating digitally as well.
Oh, how about that? Now, before you started painting, could you paint at all?
Well, I did paint. I painted mostly flowers, and I was an amateur, so they never quite looked like flowers. And I started painting angels because I went over to a place in Italy called Domenher and I saw an angel and I started painting these angels. My dear friend whose house I was living at the time looked at me and said, Joan, why are you painting penis angels? They look like penis angels. So that was how primitive my art kind of looked.
Oh,
and so I always felt really shy about the art. I felt it was primitive. They got better than the penis angel. Once I got channeled and those messages came, so that was before the message. Once the message came, the art took a different form and they were bigger and they were more pronounced and hopefully weren't penis angels anymore. But still, I felt that the art was primitive. But I knew it was infused and it changed people's lives. But I've grown into loving my art because the art's really amazing. And the new art's very activating.
Now, when you do these paintings and people buys them, hangs them up, and you activate it, do you get reports saying that miracles have actually occurred?
I do. People's lives change when they hear me and work with me. They start to get more of a motivation, or if they've been feeling like in a dark place, suddenly there's more hope. That there's more of an understanding that this too shall pass, and that they start to see more optimism or more of a direction for themselves. And the art, if you listen, you'll hear the art communicating with you as well. So it has that kind of energy of healing all around it.
Oh, wow. Where can people find you on the internet?
They can find me on the internet at joanofangels.com. I'm the only Joan of Angels, just so you know. So I'm the only Joan of Angels. I'm trademarking my name. But joanofangels.com, you can find me on YouTube at joanofangels, Instagram, Joan of Angels. I've become very consistent. Everything is Joan of
Angels. Everything's Joan of Angels. All right. And before we end this podcast, do you get any closing thoughts for the people listening?
Oh, yes, absolutely. not my closing thoughts, but the closing thoughts of my guides. They want everyone to know that 2024 is the year of more. More what? More chaos, more worry, more structures kind of falling apart, but more opportunities for each of you to step into your own personal power and to use discernment to look around you and not fall victim to mass programming. So this is a time for you to really listen to what your heart says, what your guidance is, you know, to really pay attention to the messages that you receive and know that you will be protected, but you're also being guided. And so it's a year of also more happiness, more opportunities for joy and success, and more connection. So it's more. So you could say, oh, what do I want more of this year? And the next day or two is still a good day, the next few days, to really think of what do I want more of this year? And what do I want to close the door on from the past? Because we know that the past, if it wasn't miraculous last year for you, it ain't going to be miraculous this year. So we want to close the door on everything that didn't work and open up the new door and bring you more of what you're asking for.
How about that? Now, before we go, does your guides like kind of tell you what's in store for like the future?
Sometimes they do. And so you're asking me if they're showing me what's in store for the future of planet Earth?
Yeah, I guess.
What's in store for our country? What's in store for the Earth? More and more people around the planet are waking up. They're waking up to the fact that tyranny reigns, and they're waking up to the need of freedom. And it's happening globally. It's happening around the world, and it's coming to America. And as it happens, you will be impacted because we're all going to be impacted by this. So understand that on the other side of chaos is going to be the new earth and the new beginning. But there's two timelines that operate, Jacob. There's the tyranny, I'm just going to call it the tyranny timeline, you know, the one that wants to control us more. Or there's the ascension and the freedom and the walking in the higher dimensional, the discernment, the ability to think for yourself timeline. You can make an active choice which timeline you choose to be on. You don't have to accept the timeline of the matrix, say. You can look at what is my timeline. I'm choosing the path of spiritual growth. I'm choosing the path of ascension. I'm choosing the path of joy. Those are all choices you can make and start to create that.
So and is one. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I interrupted you because I had another thought. It's important because the time is now. We were born for this, Jacob. You were born to do your podcast. You were born to be a leader in that way. And the time is now, all hands on deck, because it could go either way.
Now, is there a certain path that we can take, or does it not matter? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you could clarify the question first.
All right. Is there like a certain path that we can take, maybe down that leads to something good, or like another leads to something bad? Is there like a certain path?
Well, there timelines are always changing. They change when one element. So let's say there's the dark and the light timelines. Okay, dark, light. The dark has their own timeline, but then the light becomes aware of it and they react to it. They let everyone know about it or however it's going to happen. And so then they have to change their timeline. And when they change the timeline, then this side changes the timeline. It goes back and forth. It depends on your consciousness. So we say, put into your consciousness that you are on the most positive timeline of all, that you're here to help humanity, that you're here to ascend, that you're here to have the highest vibes you can, whatever terminology works for you, but you're here to be a loving, kind person. And if that is your focus and you visualize it, you will keep going towards that one.
Well, how about that? Oh, well, Joan, I think I ran out of questions, but I don't think you've come on the podcast.
What was that?
I said that I've run out of questions, and I want to thank you for being on the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. I was really thrilled to be in conversation with Jacob. Yeah. And there's another reason I was thrilled. Your name is Jacob. It starts with a J. And a J, numerologically, is the number one. So J's are leaders on the planet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
And so that's and they're very kind of powerful with a, you know, they have a driving force when they get going. So J's are very, very powerful. And I always tell anyone whose name starts with J that there's a wing in heaven waiting for us, but your room's not ready yet. So J's have a very extraordinary frequency.
Well, how about that? Well, once again, Donna, thank you for coming on the podcast, which I really enjoy talking to you.
I enjoy talking to you, too. And I want to just tell all your listeners, check it out at joanofangels.com. If you're confused about how to walk your path or what you're here to do, check it out. If you want to see some of that cosmic art I'm talking about, go to the art page and then click on purchase. It'll take you to my Etsy account or my YouTube channel to see the things that I'm doing and engage. Go sign up and you can get a free ebook on how to live your soul purpose.
All right. And that wraps up this week of Conversations with Jacob. Tune in next Monday for another episode. Until then, God bless, and we'll catch you next Monday.